Last week, planning was granted, the party of plan was granted, and that's from Lifford up as far as Castlefin, and it's a greenway which will go on, as you go from Lifford to Castlefin, you will be on the right-hand side of the road. It's a tarred greenway, it'll be 3 metres, and that will be approximately 2 metres set back from the side of the road with the grass verge. So I think there's about 3 different crossings, one on Lifford, one at Ballylass School, and then one up at Castlefin itself. So it's very much welcome. It'll provide for both cycling and walking. As I say, it's all part of this Green Northwest Greenway initiative, which is linking up sort of towns and villages for most for tourists, but cases, I guess, is very much for local people to go out cycling or walking or whatever, and it'll link up with the existing footpath that's there already from Castlefin down as far as Robert Emmett's football club.
And it will also be something that will attract people to come to the area, as they know this type of infrastructure is in place then.
Yeah, well, look, sometimes some of the smaller villages and themselves don't have a lot of major tourist attractions. But when you start to link them up, then it makes them more accessible. As I say, whereas for tourism or anything else, you know, when you have things like cinemas and Lifford, and you have various things in Castlefin, the CPA Centre and all, and there's always something happening in them areas, you know, the courthouse in Lifford, just various things, and they're nice walks in the area, and it's quite near the river and that, so there's a lot of things to see and do, and as I say, primarily a lot of this will be for local people cycling and walking and keeping fit, and if anybody goes down that area, you can quite see there, either side of Castlefin, there's a good walk, and there's people out there every day, you can see them out walking, you know, and it does to encourage that, and now you can cycle from town to town, so it means you can stop and you can go into a shop or you can have a coffee or whatever, you can go up and down, you're not just cycling out the road a couple of kilometres and turn again, come back in, now you can go from village to village. Eventually, the idea is that they will be extended on to Carrigans, and no doubt today there's money there for the Carrigans to Lifford, and there's also money been allocated as well for the Barnes Gap Greenway, which is Balfe to Donegal Town. That one's been taken forward by the TAA directly themselves, the Greenway. So it'll be nice to see that we would get a major tourist attraction such as this, whether it's alongside the M15 or in the case of Barnes Gap, maybe using the old railway line or whatever as proposed at the time. You know, this one, as I say, is along the main road, but it will primarily be for local and keep fit and that, you know, and it's very much in keeping with greenways to get people out and about. And as I say, there's been quite a bit of consultation there with the school at Ballylast and with different property owners, and there's a few issues at the time, but I believe most of them are sorted out now. So once this goes back to this Part 8 now goes back to the department for further funding to take it then to detailed design and then obviously on to construction.